need a break. Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good day to all our listeners out there. You've got a very nervous Irene here on Two Sugars, steadily waiting for Mariska, who hasn't turned up, and I haven't got a clue how to start the introduction. Goodness, here she comes now. Thank goodness for that. I had no idea how I was going to keep you entertained for a whole session.
Irene, what are you panicking about? Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to rant. isn't it? The speed limits around Auckland. Oh my goodness. I have had to drive at 60 on a road that probably 6 months ago was 100. And I'm pulling my hair out, to be fair. Mm. And, you know, I was thinking about it all the way here, thinking, is this really going to stop accidents? And to me, I don't think it is. I don't think it is going to save lives whatsoever, because my argument about all of these crashes, all the distractions we have these days in the car, with the biggest one being mobile phones.
Totally 100% agree with you. Isn't that wonderful? We're in agreement. The thing that gets me is they are openly admitting that they're not trying to stop accidents, they're trying to stop deaths. So they're accepting that all the accidents are still going to happen from the bad driving. They've given up trying to do, or they're not even attempting to do anything about that. They're just trying to reduce the deaths to make it look better. So it's going to actually get 100 times worse, because people like you and I, well, me in particular, haven't got any patience when I'm in a hurry. And if it's 60 and there's a queue of cars and there's a wide open passing area, I'm going past.
It's just crazy, isn't it? And I kind of think, you know, even if I'm told to go slower, and I can imagine this of all, especially of all the young people, I can go slower. Goodness me, I can read more on my phone, or I can watch the video even more because I'm going slower. Yeah. So,
exactly.
It's just driving me mad.
It's totally the bad driving, because everybody is taught the rules and regulations, but they're not actually taught how to handle a car anymore. So the minute they come to a corner, they slow down, slam their brakes on, then it gets wet and they slam. And so we have all these accidents all the time. So A, it's the changing back to the old system where people were taught to drive a car, not just the rules and regulations. And B, it's this accepting that you can keep trying to change things that are bad, not just accepting it and making a rule to get around it.
It's just, you know, actually going on with that, you know, talking about how to drive a car, and I've always wondered this myself, because cars today are cheap compared to what they were when you and I grew up. And it was, when you had a car, it was something you looked after, you know, it was your pride and joy. But when you first got a car, it was like an Escort or a Mini or something like that.
Mark III Zephyr.
There we go. Or a Cortina. Something that didn't have a huge amount of grunt in it. And I think these days with cars,
you're kidding me.
Well, with cars being so cheap, the engines are a lot bigger. And I don't know. I know there's one country where actually you have to graduate through the CCs on experience. So once you get your license, you can only have a car with so many CCs. And, you know, whether that would help as well. But, yeah, who knows? But it's... I'm random. I'm really feeling like I really want to rant about this, you know.
No, I agree with you. And you only need to see what they do with motorbikes. You still have to learn how to ride a motorbike properly before you get your license. So I can't see why they can't. You know, they have to be able to back into a parking space. They have to be able to take a corner and at a certain speed and, you know, all these things. And if they still make motorbike riders do it, I don't see why they can't make car drivers do it.
Maybe they're just thinking that in 5 years' time, we will be driverless anyway, so none of us will need a licence. But I think also, and maybe, I don't know, I'm always quite interested in this and kind of motor skills and that, which maybe we're losing, because driving a manual is quite different to an automatic, and so you had to be quite coordinated. Well, you don't even need that coordination anymore.
Exactly.
And whether that has an impact on how the younger ones drive as well. But I was also thinking, because these are country roads, which, country roads. People are being pushed out of the central because of costs of housing, yet the further out we go, there is no work there, which means everybody has to come back central to get work. And this is just, these people are not going to see their kids going at 60 kilometres an hour, because they're going to be home another half an hour later. Mm. It's going to put years and years of time on their life. I know I'm exaggerating, but I really do.
Are you feeling any better yet?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah.
I was just going to make a simile, you know, which is totally away from cars and going to boats. When I first started sailing a boat around the oceans, not many people did it because you had to learn how to navigate and you had to use the stars. There wasn't anything like GPS, so we all had to get our astro navigation certificates and learn how to sail out in the ocean. But literally the year that I went out there and did that, after doing all that training and learning all that, they gave us access to the GPS system, which the Americans had had for years, but they'd kept it for their forces, and then they allowed it out to us. As soon as GPS came out, so that people didn't have to get the sailor's skills to be able to be a good mariner, hundreds of people bought boats, shoved a couple of GPSs on, and away they went. I met a guy who had come down from Alaska, just decided to jump out of society, bought this boat, jumped on this boat, shoved the GPSs and all the books that he could find about how to sail a boat and how to operate GPS in it, cast off, and away he went. He thought he was going to Hawaii. He ended up in Australia. I'm not kidding you. I am absolutely not kidding you. And that is what things like GPS have done to sailing. So there's a whole pile of people out there who don't know how to sail a boat, and that's what we're getting with cars. There's a whole pile of cars that are automatic. You don't have to know about how to change gears, what makes the gears work with the car. You don't need to know anything. You just hop in and drive.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about that, I had a student once, and she was in class and she was almost in tears. And so at the break time, I actually might have told this story before, but at break time I went up to her and she said, like, the night before when we'd done the pre-tutorial, it was a horrible, rainy, dark night, and so off she'd got in her car and went home, and she was following her GPS and it said, turn right now. And so she turned right exactly when she said that, and she ended up on the on-ramp,
yeah,
going the wrong way down the motorway.
Yeah.
And it just scared her so much. But isn't it interesting, you know?
Yeah. That's why you really do have to have the visual, not just the voice, when you're using GPS. And, of course, in the middle of a city, you're looking at a screen. Once again, you've got an accident happening.
Yeah, exactly. You see, I think they need to take away all of the distractions out of these modern cars, and so that we can just drive.
Never going to happen.
I know.
They're not going to take GPS out. They're not going to take the video screens where you can be playing a movie to your kids while you're driving. I mean, they're not going to take any of that out. It's all going to stay there, unfortunately.
So all of us Aucklanders are going to be nana drivers. And now, look, here's another thing. I've just had another thought, so let's carry on this rant. If we are all now forced to drive at this very slow rate and we go out of Auckland, are we going to be more dangerous? Because all of these young people that get brought up in Auckland don't know how to drive on a country road or whatever. You know, they're going to be going 60 on a country road and causing accidents.
It just, I know you're ranting, darling, but I have to giggle. I really do have to giggle, because once you start going down this path, it's not going to stop. It's just going, you know, they're not going to be able to drive at 60, and then they're not going to be able to drive. I mean, where's it going to stop? It's just going to be ridiculous now that they've started down this path. And, you know, are we then going to be like the Flintstones and have cars in the air because cars on the road don't work anymore? I don't know.
Absolutely. I think it's we're all waiting for those carless drivers, aren't we? But it's okay. My road's still open road. There we go. I have to go 60 all the way to my road, which is a dead-end road, and then I can go zoom, zoom, zoom.
I honestly believe it's, you know, there's going to be a huge income in police fines.
Oh, my gosh. My bank account's just going to be emptied.
I'll be right there as well. I actually love it. I had a policeman do a UE and chase after me when I was doing 60 down a 50 road just a week ago. And it was really funny. He came up behind me and then pulled in beside. He didn't put his lights on. He was just checking me out to start with. And he pulled in beside me and then did a double take when he saw it was this little old lady sitting in the car and totally ignored me. I thought, oh, goody, I got away from that.
Oh, now. Hey, they talk about discrimination. Loved it. Dear. Yeah. Oh, no, no, it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting how do you know, there was a program on TV, I can't even remember what it's called, it's weird, it was in the future, it's set in England, years of years or something. Anyway, they just did like a four-part series, and the grandma turned around, she had all of the family at the table, and she said, well, thank you all for this world we're living in. It's your fault that we're living in this type of world, because you just sit back and you just take it. And I thought, I mean, you know, this is a kind of, you know, non-fiction, and she's, and all the people, you know, the kids like, oh, and the grandkids. But you're right. And I just thought about that. And I thought, we are. It just gets kept getting imposed and imposed. And there's no, you know.
And if you stand up and be a grumpy old lady like I do, you get classified as a grumpy old lady. It's like, hey, I didn't really earn that. I've got, you know, as I told you, I've got this trip to Christchurch planned for my twin 16-year-old granddaughter's holiday. They have been given so many emails and texts and all the rest of it, and then we had COVID and so on and so forth, but we still, you know, I kept up massive amounts of information and got it all sorted and loads of emails again. Well, one of them, the problem child, has just cancelled on me. She would rather stay and be with her friends over school holidays and come to Christchurch.
I reckon we should throw it out there to a listener. Come on in. Keep.
Well,
oh,
that's,
no. Oh,
well,
that's sad.
And
it?
It's really sad for the other, for her sister, her twin, because her twin was looking forward to having a mate to party and play with rather than just a 70-year-old grandmother, you know. So I've said to her, look, honey, I've already paid for your sister. Don't worry about it. Get in there. Find yourself a friend whose parents are going to let her come down and spend a week with you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that'll be great if it works. But so far I've got, well, yeah, I've got a girlfriend, but she needs to come back on Friday and you know, and I know that's going to be because she wants to come back for the weekend fun with the kids. And that's just going to get too difficult. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait. I mean, can you imagine even just trying to get hold of Air New Zealand to change the name on the flight to another person? I mean, that in itself is a massive mission.
Yeah.
Let alone trying to change the return.
And you'll be charged for it.
And I'll be charged for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Mind you, a lot of the stuff on the online is really good. If you have I have found anyway.
I'll have to go back in and have a look, but I know that the credits that I got for the flights I had to cancel re-COVID, you can only ring them. You cannot do it online.
I think they've changed that. Because I keep getting emails about that. Don't quote me on that, but I know there was a huge lot of challenges, so I think they may have changed that. So if you do have an Air New Zealand account, go in and have a look and just Google or search for the credits and just see what it says, because I know there was a big kerfuffle about it.
But
don't quote me on it, but I just remember there was a big hoo-ha, and then I kept getting emails from Air New Zealand, you know, talking about my credits and that.
Right.
So
I might just cancel altogether. Anyway, I've got a funny story for you. Have we got time for a funny story?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay. This is hilarious. I was in Sylvia Park. Went to the restrooms, came out of the restrooms, and here's this 30, 40-something lady on the ground in the restroom. And of course, I immediately raced over, can I help you, can I help you? And she said, no, and she was bright red in the face, and she was obviously very embarrassed, and she eventually pulled herself up to cut. It's a bit of a winter fun. You know how you wear stockings under your jeans and that in the winter to keep yourself warm? Well, one of the biggest problems in winter is when we forget that we've done things like that. And she had forgotten to pull her stockings up, had pulled her pants up, dived off, so went to walk out, and the stockings were down around her knees and tripped her up. And, of course, the hardest part of that is you have to get yourself off the floor and get yourself back into a toilet. This poor thing was so embarrassed. It was absolutely hilarious. And what about the one where you're wearing your scarves? You know, when you have your scarf around your neck, and they're normally quite long and dangly, and so then then you wipe your ass and you use your scarf. And I love winter stories. I love all the fun you have in winter when you're trying to keep yourself warm. Okay, your turn now. Come on.
Well, no, I think for our listeners out there, you've got to share your stories with us out there on Facebook about your winter stories. But I do remember, and I know exactly, and I'm sure we've all been there, how that lady felt, and I did it. It was at school when I was lecturing. And I went into the lady's toilet and just went arse over kite. And there were a couple of my students in there and they just looked and just did not know what to do. Luckily, of course, you know, and it's always nice to look in hindsight. It's funny when nobody gets hurt. And so I just burst out laughing and they still didn't quite know what to do. But
you must be scary, lady.
Well, I suppose, you know, they just kind of, what's it, our lecturer, what do we kind of do with
are
her?
Are we allowed to laugh or should we help her? Or
exactly. So, right, well, why don't you share your lovely winter stories with us? And, yeah, that's it. What a nice way to end with a little bit of a giggle after our rant. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.